This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
Realizing they wouldn't be able to sign their all-star pitcher, the Brewers sent Freddie Peralta along with fellow pitcher Tobias Myers to the New York Mets for a pair of top five prospects, infielder Jet Williams and pitcher Brandon Sproat. Peralta, 17-6 with a 2.70 ERA last season, leading the majors in victories. What he was most proud of last year?
I think you guys know. Just being able to be outside every 5 days competing and giving my best.
The Bucks losing continues, falling at home to the best team in the league. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 122-102 last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander poured in 40 points on 16 of 19 shooting to lead all scorers. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 19 points and 14 rebounds to lead the Bucks, but the frustration is growing.
I played hard, we're not doing the right thing, not play to win, not play together. Our chemistry's not there. Guys are being selfish. Guys are trying to look for their own shots instead of looking for their right. For the right shot for the team. Guys try to do it on their own.
Women's college basketball last night. The Badgers upset number 24 Nebraska 63-60 in Madison. Marquette knocked off St. John's 56-55 in Big East play. Badger men will shoot for their fifth straight win in the Big Ten tonight. They're at Penn State. Now, last night in the Big Ten, Nebraska knocked off Washington 76-66, improving to 19-0 overall, 8-0 in the Big Ten. Packers interviewed Bears defensive backs coach and defensive pass game coordinator Al Harris for their defensive coordinator's job on Wednesday. Harris played for the Packers from 2003 to 2010, making two Pro Bowl trips. He also earned a spot in the Green Bay Packers Team Hall of Fame. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.